I'm Michael.
And I'm April. We're husband and wife, and together,
we lost nearly 200 pounds.
Do you want to know our secret?
We both went to the JFK for Life surgical weight loss program.
JFK for Life is a comprehensive weight management program specializing in both surgical weight loss and non-surgical weight loss. Your journey will include an entire team of clinical experts located close to home, remaining with you for ongoing encouragement and support. From nutritionists to fitness counselors to board-certified surgeons, we know it's not the amount of weight you need to lose. It's how your life will be different once you lose the weight. JFK for Life has been recognized as a Center of Blue Distinction from Blue Cross and an Aetna Institute of Quality.
Why wait? Lose weight.
Visit jfkforlife.org today.
Learn more about JFK for Life and the success of more than 1,000 weight loss surgeries performed. Visit jfkforlife.org and watch our free weight loss seminar at your convenience.
The information provided in the following program is not a substitute for or intended to be medical advice. Medical advice can only be provided to you by your personal physician.
And hello again and welcome to JFK Spotlight on Health. I am Burt Barron and a very special show this week as we're celebrating a bunch of things that are going on, including Nurses Week, which of course is always a great celebration for everybody that's in the hospital and the medical fields. Hospital Week is also being celebrated, and these are big days at JFK Medical Center because they are celebrating their 50th anniversary very soon. And we'll be talking more about that, of course, as we make our way through the year. Joining me to open up the show this week, I want to welcome in the Chief Nursing Officer of JFK Medical Center, and we're here to talk about Nurses Week and Hospital Week. Jim Lindquist is with us here to open up the program this week. Jim, welcome to JFK Spotlight on Health. How are you?
I'm doing well, Bert. Thanks for having me.
Talk about why it's an important thing to celebrate Nurses Week, especially at JFK.
Bert, Nurses Week is very important. Across the nation, we have a group of very dedicated caregivers who spend countless hours expressing compassion and empathy towards individuals at the most critical times of their lives, during birth, during death, etc. And they really put all their hearts into their work, and sometimes take that work home with them emotionally. And I can't think of a better reason or a better person to commend on all the hard work that they do.
Yeah, it's remarkable the work that nurses do, emergency room nurses, or even the nurses, Jim, that sort of are there every day that for people that are in a hospital and are going through a recovery. Just to have that human interaction, I think, is so important. And I think the contribution of nurses we're learning over the years is something that's becoming more and more important. And I'm sure they play a more critical role than ever before in the entire healthcare process, including at JFK.
Yes, indeed they are, Bert. The Affordable Care Act has really created opportunities in nursing outside of the acute care environment, which has put a stress and a demand on nursing. So we're constantly hiring more nurses into the hospital as nurses take advantage of opportunities outside the medical center. And to your point earlier, they're doing that to better impact patients' lifestyles, patients' health across their continuum of care.
I know there was a period where a career in nursing was something that was a very hot career field to kind of jump into. You're saying now that it's even still something very good to pursue, and it's a career that's going to be in demand for the foreseeable future?
Absolutely, Bert. Nursing will be in demand very, very far into our future. Nurses are playing roles throughout the healthcare system, in greater ways than they ever have. There are only, so many physicians, and nurses outnumber physicians by a large amount, and we're working side by side with our colleagues to impact care, and there will always be a role for them here.
I always view it as one of the things that unfortunately is, I don't know, maybe underappreciated, Jim, is the right word or the wrong word, I'm not sure. But when you look at the role that nurses play, there's really no greater contributor when it comes to the health and well-being of a community or of a patient in a hospital. That role is so critical that nurses play. And it's like until you maybe experience an extended hospital stay or you're rushed to an emergency room that you really sort of have that firsthand take of the value of nurses and the important role that they play. It seems like it, Jim, it even continues to be a little bit of a misunderstood profession, unfortunately.
Yeah, I think there's some truth in that, Bert. I worry about my nurses daily. The situations that they're forced into, and then don't get me wrong, they love being there. They put themselves into situations that require just the highest level of compassion, empathy, and yet, you know, maybe a certain level of critical thinking is required, they're put under a lot of stress and a lot of demands. And the expectation of someone when they come into the hospital is, hey, you're the professional, and you're going to help me no matter what, no matter what I need. And so every scenario is different, every person is different, every personality is different, and it puts a lot of pressure and demand on the individual nurse. And so it is a difficult career, but a very rewarding one, because at the end of the day, you know, the nurses do walk away knowing that they have impacted someone's life. And I mean, that's why I got into the profession. It was a way to impact people's lives, and it's very rewarding.
You're exactly right, Jim. I mean, that's a component of nursing that I never thought of before. The fact that you have to really be able to make some split-second decisions and really be able to think on your feet and kind of go along and make the best of any situation. I'm sure sometimes they're encountered with moments that are very stressful, even life-or-death situations and life-or-death moments. You got to have somebody that can keep a cool head and make very critical decisions without a lot of time to think about a decision. I think you have to have a good instinct and a good reactive reflex, and that's what I think makes a nurse and the profession of nursing so special.
Absolutely, Bert. It takes a very strong individual, but I tell you, they always step up, they always do the right thing, and they always put their patients first. It's just an amazing career.
Yeah, it really is. We're talking with Jim Lindquist here on JFK Spotlight on Health. We're celebrating Nurses Week as well as Hospital Week, and also the upcoming 50th anniversary of JFK Medical Center, which we'll talk about in just a moment. But a Hospital Week in general, Jim, this is where we sort of take a moment and we acknowledge the great professionals that make hospitals like JFK just such great community partners. What makes JFK such a great community friend to Central New Jersey?
You know what, JFK, and you say community hospital, really is a community hospital. You know, so many of our employees live right here in our community, taking care of their community, and the feeling, the vibe around this medical center is just that. It's a very tight-knit, close group, and always supportive of one another. And the things that happen, everyone that goes the extra mile, it's really a special place.
It really is. And having a great community partner like JFK Medical Center is really a special thing. It's made the community a better place, Jim. I think you can look at some certain components when it comes to a community like the various towns we have here in Central New Jersey. Good, stable, solid healthcare opportunities and healthcare options, I think, really help to make a community that much better of a place to live, a place to work, a place to go to school. And for going on 50 years now, which is pretty impressive, JFK Medical Center has been right there. Let's talk about this upcoming 50th anniversary. There's not a lot of hospitals and medical centers that could say, hey, 50 years, we've been at this. Talk about why this 50th anniversary is such a great landmark.
You know what? It's a great time for us. You know, in healthcare, you know, when you think about the very small medical center that was created here in the township of Edison, you know, they put together this vision that they wanted to draw, you know, physicians to our community, and they wanted to create jobs in our community, and to look at what it is today, that the, you know, world class rehabilitation center, neuroscience institute, all the work we're doing in cardiology and cardiac services. It's some great things going on here at JFK. So to me, it's just a great emphasis of how much things have improved over the last 50 years, and you know, we've grown exponentially, as has our community, and we've been able to keep up to the task and continue to do well and provide for our community in the best way we know how.
You're absolutely right. To grow with the community and at the same time be adaptive, if you will, to what the needs of the community. And that is what I think has made JFK Medical Center just so special for almost 50 years now, which is pretty remarkable. Well, Jim, congratulations to you. I hope this is a great Nurses Week for you and for everyone that you work with at JFK Medical Center. And on this 50th anniversary, congratulations. And I believe I'm going to talk to at least one of the great nurses from JFK Medical Center here. Does she have a cell phone or a pager if there's an emergency? How does a nurse get called back to the hospital?
We'll make sure she's covered. But,
right. Well, thank you. Well, we'll talk to the nurse here for just a few moments. But Jim Lindquist, Chief Nursing Officer at JFK Medical Center, thank you again and congratulations. And great to have you opening up JFK Spotlight on Health this week.
Bert, thank you so much. Have a great day.
And welcome back to JFK Spotlight on Health. I am Bert Barron, and I want to thank our special guest in the first segment there, the nursing director, Jim Lindquist, from JFK Medical Center. We're spotlighting this time around on the show Nurses Week, which is being celebrated at all the great hospitals across America, and especially here in New Jersey, where our nurses play such a critical role in our health and well-being. And I'm very pleased to be joined for the next couple segments of the show by some real nurses who are here from JFK Medical Center to kind of share their experiences and talk about what it is they do on a day-in and day-out basis. First, let's introduce Elba Ojeda, who is with us here. She's an RN from JFK Medical Center. Hello, Elba. Good to see you.
Good morning.
And also with us today is Leslie Flores, another RN from JFK. Leslie, welcome. Great to see you as well.
Great to see you. How are you?
I'm doing well. I'm in the company of two outstanding nurses. I'm doing all right. Let's talk to you, Elba, just for a little bit here. First of all, about your experiences. And let me thank you, first of all, for what you do for working with people. You know, as a nurse, you kind of see people when they're maybe not at their best. You know, maybe everybody's not having the best day in the world when they encounter a nurse. But so thank you for that. Talk about how long you've been in nursing and what made you want to become a nurse in the first place.
I've been a nurse for about 13 years. Before I was a registered nurse, I was an LPN. I was always intrigued by healthcare. Just interested in working in the healthcare industry, and nursing just always intrigued me and grabbed my attention.
And helping people is obviously that's the mission every day when you go to work, is you try to help sick people get better, right? Is that really the role of a nurse?
Absolutely, absolutely.
Okay, and you mentioned LPN.
Yes,
A guy who knows nothing about what that stands for.
LPN was a great stepping stone to get into nursing because it's a licensed practical nurse.
Gotcha. Okay.
It was like a year and a half program at a county college.
Mm-hmm.
Didn't require any kind of bachelor degree or anything, and you could administer medications in skilled nursing facilities, and it got my feet wet. It's good for someone who isn't sure if they want to be a nurse, and I did it for about 3 years, and I liked it, and I just wanted to further my education, become a registered nurse. You work as an LPN, you work under the supervision of a registered nurse.
Okay.
So I became a registered nurse, and then even furthered my education and started going back for my bachelor's. But I really enjoyed it.
So that experience that you got there, that was like being a real nurse in a real hospital. And you got to work with real patients and do work that nurses do every day, right?
Absolutely, yes.
So it was great training for you. And it kind of made you ready and said, okay, this is what I think I want to do for my life.
Yeah, it was a great stepping stone. And you're under the supervision of a registered nurse. So
sure,
it's,
sure.
You know, it's not as scary as when you're working with, you know, patients and you're on your own.
Gotcha. Talk about the process. How'd you get to JFK? You went to them. They came and found you. How did that work out?
I was going to school out there at Muhlenberg, which is part of the JFK system.
Mm-hmm.
And when I was getting ready to graduate, they had a tuition reimbursement program, JFK. And I had a promise to work there a year. If JFK promised to pay my final semester.
Okay.
So that was a no-brainer. They felt like they were doing, they acted like I was doing them a favor by, you know, working at JFK because of the nursing shortage. But, you know, I loved it. They actually did me a favor. I didn't have to find a job. They placed me in rehab.
Mm-hmm.
I loved it there. I've been there ever since.
Good for you. And it's one of these things I would always ask, what's a typical work day in the life of a nurse? There is no such thing as a typical day for what you do. I'm sure from the second you arrive to the second you leave, there's no 2 days
it's
that are the
same,
right?
It's very unpredictable. Yeah.
And that's kind of the cool thing about it is, okay, well, let's see what today is going to bring, and let's get out and do our best like we always do, right?
Exactly.
When you started out, was it like evenings, overnights? Did you start daytime?
I started on 3 to 11.
3 p.m. to 11 p.m.
3 p.m. Okay. to 11 p.m.
Okay.
Which is the shift that has the most need for nurses. And then when
it's nighttime, people are out doing things, and, you know, sometimes they need a hospital, right? So
yes.
Who better than you, of course?
And then when a day shift became available, that's when I went to the brain trauma unit.
Okay. Excellent. And how many years doing the days there? You said you've been at JFK for 13 total?
Yes. 10 years on the brain trauma unit.
Wow. Very cool. Okay. Talk about, is there a camaraderie or a kinship between you and the other nurses? Everybody's all on the same team and you work great together, right?
Yes. There's a big team.
Kind of like an approach, a team approach you guys
have,
right?
There's a huge team approach at JFK. We all work as a team. We all help each other out. If one nurse is struggling with a patient who is sick, we all go in there and help her out or help them out. So it's definitely a tight-knit community, tight-knit
gotcha.
Family.
So maybe for a nurse that does a very specific thing, whether it's working in an ER or like a brain trauma unit or whatever, is that different than the nurse that kind of, you know, makes the rounds and checks on everybody and makes sure they're good to go, you know, checking in the beds each night? Is that two different nurses that do that?
There is a charge nurse and then
charge nurse, that's
charge
the term
nurse.
I was looking for, okay.
However, the charge nurse still has to carry patients.
Okay.
So it's important that we all work together
sure.
and we all have to be each other's eyes and communicate with each other. So if something happens, you know, we have each other's back.
Yeah. What's probably the best thing about being a nurse? What makes you want to, put on the clothes and go do the job every day? There's got to be some real kind of draw for you, right?
What inspires me is just watching my patients, you know, come in on these stretchers and they're severely injured and they're so motivated and their drive and their resilience to do these therapies and these exercises to
yeah.
learn to walk again, eat again, get dressed again, things that we take for granted, and they just muscle through each time, and that just it inspires me.
I think when someone is determined to recover and they want to get better, you see that, that inspires you because now this person's serious about getting better and getting out of here and getting back to their life. That makes you want to help them out that much more, right?
Yes, definitely.
And like we had said before, it's like you see people when they're kind of at rock bottom. I mean, there's probably moments where, you know what, I don't know how this is going to play out, but when things improve and someone's ready to go home, that's kind of the big win for you, right? That's the payoff?
Absolutely. Absolutely. We see them at the very worst.
Yeah, when the rock bottom, I think,
yes.
is the term, right? Wow. Have you had people over the years, Elba, that maybe had come through and you had worked with that come back maybe years later and say, hey, just wanted to thank you, and you made a big difference in my life? I'm sure that's happened for you. That's got to be pretty rewarding, too.
Yes, all the time. All the time. I've had patients come in comas, unresponsive comas, and come back years later.
Wow.
Walking and talking and just looking like there was no injury, and just it's amazing their spirit.
Excellent stuff. You have family, Elba?
Yes, I have a daughter.
Yeah? You want
yes.
her to maybe get involved in the healthcare field in some capacity?
I would love for her to get involved in the healthcare field. I always encourage her to do so, yes.
Is it a generational thing? Do you come from a family of people that worked in the field?
I have some family members that are in healthcare, a couple nurses, a couple doctors, but, in different areas.
Excellent. And you know what? It's unfair that there's only a week dedicated to nurses, Elba, because people like you and what you do, there's every week, 52 should all be nurses' weeks if I had my way.
I agree.
Right?
I agree
right?
with you.
Hardworking
yes.
people that just want to do the right thing and make people's lives better, right?
Definitely.
Well, excellent. Well, do me a favor. Enjoy Nurses Week, which is coming up. Make the best of it. And you know what? Brag a little. You're a very humble person. Brag a little. You know what? If you're good at something, brag about it. All right?
Thank you. We'll
all
do.
Right. All right. Well, thank you for being on the show. And we're going to talk to your coworker, Leslie, coming up next. All right?
Okay.
All right. Much more coming up on JFK Spotlight on Health. Stick around.
I'm Michael.
And I'm April. We're husband and wife, and together,
we lost nearly 200 pounds.
Do you want to know our secret?
We both went to the JFK for Life surgical weight loss program.
JFK for Life is a comprehensive weight management program specializing in both surgical weight loss and non-surgical weight loss. Your journey will include an entire team of clinical experts located close to home, remaining with you for ongoing encouragement and support. From nutritionists to fitness counselors to board-certified surgeons, we know it's not the amount of weight you need to lose. It's how your life will be different once you lose the weight. JFK for Life has been recognized as a Center of Blue Distinction from Blue Cross and an Aetna Institute of Quality.
Why wait? Lose weight.
Visit jfkforlife.org today.
Learn more about JFK for Life and the success of more than 1,000 weight loss surgeries performed. Visit jfkforlife.org and watch our free weight loss seminar at your convenience.
One final segment left to go in the show this week on JFK Spotlight on Health. We are celebrating and thanking the outstanding nurses at JFK Medical Center for the outstanding work that they do 52 weeks a year, 365 days a year. Imagine going to a hospital and there was no nurse. I mean, what good would that be? It would be no good. So that's why we have to thank our nurses on the show this week. Joined by Leslie Flores, another RN at JFK Medical Center for the final segment of the show. Leslie, welcome to JFK Spotlight on Health. Great to speak with you. Share your experiences. How many years at JFK and what made you want to get into this career?
I have been at JFK for 11 years. I started out as a patient care tech, so like a nurse's aide in the emergency room. And now I'm the assistant nurse manager. I've been there the whole 11 years. And I wanted to become a nurse in high school when I realized that forensics is what I wanted to specialize in. And the closest way that I felt like I can do that was to become a nurse and explore that option.
Excellent. So it's something you've been kind of pursuing for a little while and made this dream become a reality. That's not a lot of people can say that, you know what, I wanted to do something and now here I am as an adult, I'm doing it, which has to be pretty cool. You come from a lineage of perhaps a doctors, nurses, or are you kind of a trailblazer in your family?
Yes, trailblazer. Wow. I am the first nurse in the family.
Wow.
Yes.
Excellent stuff. Good for you. Can you walk me through a typical day? When I talked to Elba in the last segment, there is no typical day for a nurse, is there?
Yes. My place in the ER is charge nurse. That's my day-to-day function. So you really don't know what you're walking into when you come in. It could be chaos and, we could have just had an accident. We could just have someone in cardiac arrest, or we can have a pretty calm day. And I come into 8 patients in the entire ER. Some days I come in and there's 70. So every day is different.
Wow. That's a pretty big difference.
Yes.
does it seem like with some days, maybe early on there's a lot of activity and you just kind of get this feeling like, man, this is going to be one of those days where I'm just going to be going nonstop. Do you have days like that on occasion?
Yes, we definitely do. It's very hard to tell.
It kind of sets the tone right at the beginning, and then you're kind of busy for the whole shift, right?
It doesn't really. In the ER, I honestly can't say that any one day is the same than the prior. It's very up in the air. You don't know. I can start off very, very busy and then have a really nice rest of the day. People will just stop coming in and it'll just slow down. Other days, it will be nonstop from the moment I walk in to the moment I leave. So it's very unpredictable.
When you started working at the hospital there, overnights or evenings, or did you kind of jump right into the day shift? What's the preferred one for nurses? What's the one day part that everybody wants to work?
I work 12 hours. So I work 7 a.m. to 7 p.m.
But a long day.
Yes, it is. Wow. But it's 3 days a week. And, I've gotten used to it. I don't think I can do anything else now at this point. But I started working out on the 11 a.m. to 11 p.m. shift. That shift pretty much is busy from the moment you leave to the moment from the moment you come in to the moment you leave. So there's no downtime. So that was definitely not a shift that I was happy with working. So I worked that probably only the first year, and then I've been 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. ever since.
Awesome. Talk about the rewarding aspect of this. I mean,
in the emergency room, it's amazing. You get to see people at their worst. People come in and, we have to stabilize them. Our function is stabilize and get them to where the amazing nurses on the floor can continue their care. So it's definitely different to see someone who comes in such bad shape and then, be able to follow through and find out that they left and they were great. We don't necessarily always get to see that, but we try to keep in touch with the staff to find out how the patients did when they leave. And it's very rewarding.
Over the years of doing this show, everybody that has sat in that chair, Leslie, has always talked about the great team approach and the great teamwork at JFK Medical Center. From your perspective, you get to experience that too, just kind of working with some great pros around you?
Absolutely. There's no way that an ER can function without a team, without someone that you can depend on at all times. I always call it controlled chaos. That's what the ER is. It's chaotic all the time, but without that team approach, there definitely would not be control there. So with the physicians, the techs, the nurses, we all have to work together.
Excellent stuff. We have about a minute or so left. Someone maybe listening today that is considering maybe getting into a career of nursing, what kind of advice and what kind of career path would you tell them to follow?
It's hard. It's definitely hard. And nursing school, I would say, is I got my bachelor's in psychology before becoming a nurse, and it was definitely a change in schooling for me. And I would just have to say, don't give up. It's very hard, but you'll get through it. And before you know it, you're a nurse, and it's been 3 years, and you're feeling like you have a little bit of specialty there, and you're grasping this concept that you couldn't when you were in school. So I would say just keep pushing through.
Why do I think the psychology has come into play at least one time over your career as a nurse? It had to have, right?
Absolutely.
I'm sure it
Absolutely.
Has. I'm sure it has. Well, let me wish you a great Nurses Week.
And
thank you for being on the show here today. And
thank
for you,
you
as well, Elba. Happy Nurses Week to you, too.
Thank you.
And
my
thank
pleasure.
You for being here. All right. And coming up very soon on JFK Spotlight on Health, you know, the 50th anniversary year-long celebration is continuing at JFK Medical Center. We'll be spotlighting some of those events as we make our way through 2017. Thank you for listening. I'm Bert Barron, and this has been JFK Spotlight on Health. And until next time, you have a healthy day.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye.